Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunn Wardner, and in this episode I am joined by author and journalist Sally Hughes and PR dynamo Jo Jones to talk about their new initiative, Beauty Banks, which is setting out to end hygiene poverty. In this show, we talk about how the idea came about, how they've set about making it all happen, and I mean, it really has happened quickly. I sat down with them the day before. I think they were just about to turn 3 weeks old, and we were in a room full of boxes of donations. And following the recording, I, along with Lindsay Kelk from Full Coverage Podcast, Nadine Baggett, the beauty know-it-all from YouTube, Luke Stevens, the makeup artist, loads of us turned up, rolled up our sleeves and did a load of repackaging to get these beauty supplies into the hands of the people who really need them, because that's what this is about. Hygiene poverty is there in the UK, and I'm sure in many other places around the world, sadly, where unfortunately people are making a choice between food and hygiene. It's just not okay, and what Sally and Jo are doing is just incredible. And so in this episode, we talk about how they've set it up, what it is doing, who is benefiting, and also how you can get involved. If you want to get in touch with the show, then please do email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com or slide into the DMs on Twitter and Instagram, where I am at Emma Gunns. Crucially, I will be putting all of the links to Beauty Banks, Sally and Jo, in the show notes, which will be on iTunes on emmaguns.com. And vitally, it will be in those links that you can find out how you can help if it is something that you want to contribute towards or find out how you can get involved with. I really hope you enjoy this conversation. I went to Jo's office, where the Beauty Banks HQ is currently situated. It is a working office. We were in a big room with a load of boxes. If you hear any background noise, I do apologise, but getting time with these two ladies during such a busy time meant that we had to record where we could. So apologies if you do hear a bit of background noise. I hope that it's clear for everyone to hear. And so here they are, Sally Hughes and Jo Jones, talking all things Beauty Banks on The Emma Gunn Show. Right, we're here to talk about Beauty Banks. And joining me, we have first-time guest Jo Jones, PR extraordinaire and returning firm fan favourite Sally Hughes. Welcome. Hello. To the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for joining me. I am very keen to talk to you about Beauty Banks, which, right, when did you announce it? 2 weeks ago?
I think it's at three today, is it not?
3 weeks today, yeah, Monday.
Goodness, time flies. And since then, it is everywhere. It has exploded, it is brilliant, it has been one of the biggest sort of, not launch, because it wasn't a launch, was it? But just it's had a massive impact on the industry and also wider. So could you tell me the genesis of Beauty Banks?
It was very much not planned that way, was it?
No, I mean,
we should sit back and take credit for our amazing launch, shouldn't we? But we didn't actually, did we?
No, because it wasn't
planned.
No, nothing was planned. And I think that's, it seems such a ridiculous thing to say when I work in PR and communications and Sally is obviously has this amazing platform and voice. And it was just a very organic thing that just happened from a couple of chats that we just had together, someone being kind enough. Top Shelfie Illustrated to create a logo for us that was amazing, that she did for free of charge, and Sally just posted it on her Instagram. And
yeah, because it was a long conversation, but that one that we only touched on every now and then. It'd been going on for maybe a year or something.
Did the original conversation start from knowing teachers who were taking sanitary products?
That was part of it.
Yeah, that was part of it. A couple of things happened. So Joe and I were just having a regular work appointment. So that for anybody outside of the industry, what happens is like maybe every 8 weeks, Joe and I will meet up and we'll be like, what's happening at TCS? What, you know? And it was just one of those. And we just started talking, I think, about something we'd read in the paper. A big charity called In Kind Trust had commissioned a survey that had appeared in all the... or commissioned a report that had appeared in all the newspapers about hygiene poverty and about how people were having to choose between eating and keeping clean. Mm-hmm. And people didn't have access to essential toiletries, things that we take for granted, like tampons, sanitary towels, shower gel... deodorant, stuff like that. And Joe and I think had both seen it, and we'd had just a chat about it when we were on appointment and saying, God, this is some bullshit, basically. Like, it was just awful, wasn't it? We were horrified by it. And I think round about the same time we were having a parallel conversation about what can we as an industry do with the fact that, you know, we lead such charmed lives, we're surrounded by product. We'd like to do something about that. And it was just sort of bringing the two things together. And then it was definitely Joe who thought of the words beauty banks. I remember that quite clearly. We were sitting somewhere and Joe said, it's beauty banks, isn't it? It's food banks, but it's beauty banks. That was definitely Joe. And I think when she thought of that name, it felt more like a thing we could start planning. And then I went to Cardiff, and it was still kind of on the boiler, and we talked about it a couple of dinners and stuff. And then I went to Cardiff in January to do a report for BBC Wales on homelessness. And I visited homeless shelters, hostels, talked to lots of rough sleepers and so on over the course of a few days. And I was in a homeless shelter one day and I was having a cup of coffee in the office at the homeless shelter. And I realised I was kneeling against some crates, and I looked down and they were these little crates, the kind you buy in a pound shop or whatever. And they had sanitary towels in them, little minis of toothpaste, little minis of deodorants, and they were all mismatched, you know. They'd obviously been brought in by individuals, and they were like little hotel freebies, flight freebies, that sort of thing. And I asked what they were, and or what they were there for, and every time a female who was using the homeless shelter had her period, she would have to go and she would have to ask for a tampon or a towel, and she would be given one from this very small collection that the staff had brought in from home or people had brought in from the street. And again, I just thought, Jesus Christ, like, I get more than that in jiffy bags every day. And I get like 10 jiffy bags a day of product, and I just thought the disconnect here is crazy. And there were people in the homeless shelters who were going to the homeless shelter for a shower and to wash their clothes before they went to work and did an 8-hour shift the next day. And Joe and I both knew teachers who were taking in sanitary protection for girls who couldn't afford to protect themselves during school time. And so I think you knew someone who was missing school, right? Or you knew somebody who had pupils.
I mean, I think things like period poverty are getting quite a lot of attention at the moment, quite rightly so, which is amazing. And I'd heard quite a lot of news reports around how, first of all, the fact that the term exists in the first place just blows my mind. And as most women will have had a situation, which I myself have had recently, where, you know, it just seems to come out of the blue.
Yeah.
You know, you get your period, you're somewhere, and I ducked into Boots, bought a shitload of everything I could get my hands on, run into Marks and Spencer's and bought clean underwear, and there I was sorted. But actually, that was 15, 20 quid or whatever that I had spent. And who, you know, not... If you were a kid or a woman, you know, a grown-up, and you don't have the capacity to look after yourself in that way, then it can be incredibly dehumanising. And, you know, it's really hard for people to have to live that way every month and knowing that it's coming again and again. Mm. A period is not something that you can switch off.
Imagine dreading it as well.
Like. Yeah. And we went, you know, a friend of mine runs, he's head teacher, he's a principal. You're not allowed to say headmaster anymore.
Oh, you're not?
No. Okay. He's a principal in a high school in North London, and most of the kids there are from, or a lot of the children there are from low socioeconomic backgrounds. And the teachers will, as Sally said, bring in sanitary towels and sanitary protection for the girls so that they don't skip school. If they skip school, then they miss their education. And, you know, that horrifies me. And
we've also talked to another teacher recently who's now benefiting from beauty banks. He says to us that, you know, there are kids at school borrowing the teacher's own perfume because they think they smell because they haven't had been in a position to wash. And so all of these things, I suppose it was just these kind of this cluster of stuff. And when I was in this homeless shelter, I saw these crates and I posted a picture of them. I took a picture of them and I sent it to Joe. I texted it to Joe and said, Jesus Christ, look. And then I posted it on Instagram and said, I'm in a homeless shelter, this is the situation. And there was quite a big response to it on Instagram. And I thought, I think maybe there will be support for this. And then I saw Joe quite soon after that. We got together to talk about the new Hersherson salon. Like, it was not to talk about beauty banks. But we ended up spending the whole time talking about that, didn't we? Mm-hmm. And we were like, oh, well, come on, should we just do it?
Yeah.
Because we've got all this product and have so many contacts and access to products and access to brands. And then there are loads of people who don't even have the dignity of a razor to go for a job interview or a housing meeting or the dignity of a sanitary towel to go to a history lesson or whatever. And we just thought, well, we can potentially bring those two things together.
Mm.
And so we just thought, oh, well, let's just do it. It was really odd. It was only about a month ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't that long.
And then and that, like, I hadn't even told my husband or anything. I told him the day before the pool column came out. So, Joe and I are doing this thing. And he's like, oh, okay. So I said to Joe, shall I write my pool column on it? Do you think it's too soon? And we kind of dithered for about a minute. And then Joe was like, oh, just fuck it. Just do it. Let's just do it. So
PR in action.
So I wrote it in the hope of really getting the industry interested and involved, but the reaction from the public was absolutely incredible, and the reaction from the media was incredible. And actually, I'm really grateful to the people who follow me on the pool and on Instagram, because actually their enthusiasm galvanized the industry.
They completely informed the way that this went.
Totally.
And so we posted on Sally's Instagram, or Sally posted on her Instagram, the logo for beauty banks that morning. Lauren Alexa, who Top Shelf illustrated, had emailed to me that morning. She just posted it that afternoon, and it just went
unbelievable,
crazy amount. And then we just couldn't put the brakes on it. You know, we had to just launch it. And you know, as we said earlier, there was no plan, there was no strategy, there still isn't. It doesn't exist. It's more of the focus just on, like, getting stuff in and getting it out. And I think what, from Sally's article on the port, I think what's really interesting, two things have really struck me, is the how, as Sally said earlier, how, like, people have been just completely supportive, because a lot of people don't know this is a thing.
Yeah.
And that's what, so period poverty and all those kind of things are starting to come through to people's consciousness. But because the nature of food banks in the term of the word food, people don't necessarily think to take along a deodorant or a shampoo or whatever, because, you know, it's a food bank. So I think just making people aware that this is a thing has been part of what has made the response so great, because people, it's there, but for the grace of God, go I, you know. And it's not, being homeless is not necessarily living on the street. That is one state of homelessness. Other people can find themselves homeless because in Milton Keynes, there's a huge problem. They are, a lot of young people were encouraged to move into that area because it was new housing, it was affordable, they could commute easily into London. A lot of people have lost their jobs in that area. Now there's a lot of young professional people out of work, struggling to get jobs and struggling to pay the mortgage and using food banks.
Right.
You know, and that sort of thing you wouldn't necessarily know exists. Mm-hmm. And these are people like you and people like me.
And yeah. lots of young people who, through no fault of their own, have ended up growing in care, and then they've been ejected from the care system and don't have the infrastructure of family to support them. There are, when you spend time in homeless shelters, and I've done that a fair bit recently, you realise just how many different stories contribute to this problem.
Mm-hmm.
And as Jo said, that rough sleepers, although it's the most desperate, appalling situation to be a rough sleeper, they represent a tiny minority of people mm-hmm. without a permanent home. There are people living in temporary accommodation, in B&Bs, in shelters, in hostels, sofa surfing with friends, begging, borrowing beds from family and so on.
Because it's the, because I read, was it nearly 5,000 people bedding down actually on the street in the UK?
Yeah, which is actually a really small small percentage of the problem. It's a very significant and horrific number, but it's actually nowhere near the full picture. So there are loads of people. There are 13 million people living below the poverty line in this country. That's a huge number for a start, before you get started on accommodation.
Mm-hmm.
So there are lots of groups in real need, and we just thought, well, how can we get it to them? And so far, how many different organisations? We're definitely in the dozens now.
Yeah, we're up to around... We've serviced quite a lot of high schools, but we don't say who those high schools are mm-hmm. because...
There's
a stigma attached. Also, it's a dignity issue. You know, you don't really want to... we don't want to be sort of seen as waving that flag necessarily. But we have supported about 4 high schools so far across London.
Lots of food banks.
We've got...
Nottingham, Liverpool, Milton Keynes,
Cardiff,
Brighton, Coventry, is it next
Coventry,
week?
Coventry's going today.
Lots in and around London.
Yeah, Forest Gate, Stratford.
So you've got beauty banks. You do the Instagram post and the pool column. It goes... Did you actually know, even on that first day, where you were going to send the first lot of...
Well, we always knew it was going to come here to TCS, to the communication store, and I think that the only way that we've been able to even to do this is because of my company.
Yeah, totally.
Because they, and because of Julieta, who runs this company, because she has given us the space... And she's given us her staff.
And listeners, it's not a small amount of space.
No, I know.
And we've still filled it.
I know, exactly. And this is like, when the pool column happened and then it was picked up by the BBC, I mean, there were pallets turning up. And
yeah,
still,
it was mental.
There are 2 free pallets turned up today. But it's her allowing us to, because she's so focused on what we do for the world, as well as what we do for our clients and what we do for ourselves, that... It was just, you know, when I mentioned it to her ages ago and I said, you know, this is, I just feel really like that we should be doing something, and, you know, that Sally and I had a conversation and that all these sort of things were coming together at the same time. I just had to ask her if we could use, you know, this office. And she was like, yeah. But at that point, I still thought it would be around 20, 30 parcels a day if we were lucky, and that we would have to galvanise, lobby, you know, keep going. And it just sort of exploded. And then suddenly we've found ourselves, you know, we are a working office. Mm-hmm. We have people coming in and out every day. But at no point has she said to me, this has to, you know, she's just like, this is amazing. Keep it going. What can we do to keep it happening?
It has brought out the best in people, I must say. We've been really... blown away actually by how incredibly sort of kind and generous members of the public have been, and also just some really nice surprises within the industry. So Julieta, right from the beginning, was like, yeah, do it here. But what was nice about it is when we launched and everybody knew that it was happening here in the TCS building, there were loads of other agencies that were like, can we come over to TCS and help unpack? Like, I had a meeting with Beauty Scene last week, who, for listeners outside the industry, are another big agency.
Yeah.
Actually, they're not called Beauty Scene anymore, are they? They're called Scene Group. But they're a big agency. And they were like, yeah, we can send members of staff down, tell Jo to tell us what she needs. And, you know, and Monty PR are coming down tonight to help us unpack. Mm-hmm. You know, loads and loads. That
everyone's welcome.
Yeah. Everyone. Because this is not about one agency, and it's not about one PR, and it's not about one journalist. It's about the beauty community.
Yeah.
Coming together. And we hope that people will get involved. I think, you know, people tend to say, if there's anything I can do, let me know. And although they're being really nice, that's quite hard for us because the velocity of this is really knocked us sideways, and we can't really think of anything to say to you at this point. But people who actually come up with a practical use for us, like, hey, I'm driving to Nottingham tomorrow, shall I come and collect some stuff?
Yeah, Andy Abraham.
Andy Abraham.
Nottingham Andy.
My friend Shelley Preston's husband was like, yeah, I'm driving to London from Nottingham tomorrow, shall I come and collect some stuff? Yeah. And he took an estate car full of stuff back to a food bank in Nottingham. Things like that are massively helpful. And I've been really impressed by how little bullshit there's been. There's not been like a sense of competition. No. There's not been
like Newbie from and the Danielle and Evie and the team from Porter were just like, we've had a sale, you know, we've like had a beauty sale.
Can we pay for some cars?
Can we pay for some cars? And just, you know, it's that sense of like practical and letting and my clients Babyliss of, you know, we're going to pay for all the transport that you're transporting out with. You know, it's just
Burt's Bees sent 20,000 lip balms.
Tangle Teaser just sent so much stuff today. You know,
Bobby Brown are doing gift bags for volunteers. Yeah. Just like really nice.
Yeah, but mega, but like Nadine, obviously the first person to post it on her Instagram and channels, and Sam and Nick are sending loads of stuff.
Sam and Nick are sending their stuff, yeah, and they're going to do an event with us. And
yeah, we want to do sort of. I think once we've obviously got to think of it in practical terms at some point and where we go with it. But right now, it's just let's get this stuff in and let's get it out to people that need it, because actually, for every one box that we send out, there's another 10 emails coming in of people asking.
People
if
really
we can
need
help
the
them.
Stuff. Like we had an email the other day from, again, naming no names, but from somebody who works within the NHS and within mental health in the NHS, and they were saying, you know, it's a real problem because these people come to us and they desperately need toiletries. Could we possibly have some toiletries to give to our patients? And it's like, well, yeah, but there are thousands and thousands of those stories all over the country, and it's just trying to keep everybody happy. Our next big focus is to get further north. So the furthest we've gone north so far is Liverpool. So we really want to get into the northeast and Scotland. So bear with us; it will be happening.
Well, what is interesting about all of this and the response is the fact that in that in-kind direct report, it referred to hygiene poverty as a hidden crisis.
Yeah.
But based on the response that you've had, doesn't seem to be anything particularly hidden about it.
I think it's hidden from people who are comfortable enough to be able to afford tampons. I think most of us can't conceive of not being able to afford some toothpaste. Yeah. Or, I think it's too alien.
Yeah.
But actually, when you tell people that there are many people in that situation, they realise how horrible it'll be. And I just think people needed to be aware that this happened and that this was an issue, because everyone can understand how horrible it would be to not have a tampon when you needed one.
Or to have to ration your baby's nappies.
Yeah.
You know, we've worked with a charity called First Days, who's run by this amazing lady called Emma, and you know, she runs her charity, and there are women with babies who have to use 3 nappies a day. It does not matter what's happening to that baby. If that baby is sick, if that baby needs changing more times a day, they can't afford it. You know, and to know that that's a problem, then enables us to be able to do something about it. Like, not just me and not just Sally, but you and everyone. Because if that means for one day I can just go into Whole Foods and spend £10 on lunch, but if I would rather go, if I knew I could go into Boots and go in 3 for 2s and buy, take the 3 instead of take the 2 and then give away the 3rd, you know, then you can do something that's really going to...
The other thing that people don't really realise until you tell them, you know, they talk about, you know, well, why don't they just wash reusable nappies? Why don't they use moon cups? You are talking about people who very often don't have adequate sanitation for reusable methods. They don't have washing machines. They don't have washing powder. They don't have the requisite privacy for that sort of thing. Heating, homeless people in particular. What you know, somebody who's living on the street to change and clean a moon cup for 5 days. You know, so you... It's been a real learning curve for us, just learning what people's real needs are and how we can help them on terms that are practical and agreeable to them. But you have to consider a lot. For example, people who don't have a home, we really need minis as well. We really need travel toothbrushes and minis because they have to carry everything they own in a bag. You know, you have to pack light. Mm. And the nature of their lifestyle is extremely transient, obviously. And so they need small things. There's no point giving them a massive aerosol of deodorant. They need roll-ons.
Yeah.
And they need mini toothbrushes. And that's been a big learning curve for us. Young women don't use tampons. I've never used a sanitary towel in my life unless I've just had a baby. Mm-hmm. But apparently...
And that looks more like a nappy, yeah, to be honest.
Yeah, they're enormous ones. I just don't use sanitary towels. I've never used them. And so it's been a real... Even when I was a kid. And so it's been a real learning curve for us that young women tend not to want tampons. Yeah,
schools
want,
are asking for
schools don't want
sanitary towels.
And so lots of young women and lots of minority groups and religious and cultural groups don't use internal methods of protection. They'll only use external. And so we need a lot more towels than we do tampons. So it's been a learning experience for us about, you know, what is actually needed. It's all very well thinking, what would we have? What would we want? But no, what do people actually need?
And one of the interesting things as well was when we called it beauty banks because it's good alliteration, right? And
it's catchy
and everyone's so busy and everyone leaves very busy lives. We're getting loads of marketing messages chucked at us all of the time, but you need something that's just going to cut through that people can understand really quickly. So it's beauty banks, it's called beauty banks, it's like a food bank but with toiletries and personal hygiene products instead. Saying that, it is interesting how much the odd treat has been requested as well. So we work with a very rocking vicar called Reverend Jeremy Fraser. I want to say Jeremy Fisher.
I want
Fisher,
to call him Jez immediately.
No, no, but his email, I went,
he's
well,
so
his Rev Jezza is the part of, that is part of his email, but he's amazing. And he runs two parishes in East London, in Forest Gate and in Stratford. And we were having a very long conversation. He actually contacted us after he read Sally's article on the pool and then contacted us quite soon afterwards. And I called him and I said, what can we send you? We've got sanitary item, toothpaste, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, yeah, all of that. Yeah, deodorant, brilliant. Yeah, shampoo, brilliant, thank you. You couldn't throw in some lipsticks as well, could you? And I'm like, do you need to tell me something here? And he's like, no, it just provides an enormous self-esteem and confidence boost to women who actually can't afford those things. But it does a lot for their self-pride and just makes them, you know, a little bit more confident and a bit more happier, like it does for all of us. So we sent them.
It's dignity,
we did a bag
and self,
of treats.
Dignity and self-respect.
Yes, and also who are we to decide that something can make us feel good, but it's not a priority for people who can't afford it? Do you know what I mean? If we're able to give it to them, then we will. And you can't underestimate that little boost that something can give you. Of course, the most important things are sanitary towels, deodorant, etc., etc. But if we're able to give somebody a little bit of a boost to their day, then that's a good thing.
Yeah. They're requesting it as well.
Yeah.
So that's it. We're not saying, have some lipsticks, food banks people, you know, eat them or whatever. That's not what we're saying.
Yeah.
You know, they're asking us for them. Mm. And I think that I know how happy a new lipstick makes me. Mm. And so I don't see why we should be the only ones to benefit.
Lots of individuals, lots of women on Instagram, Twitter and so on have said to me, oh, I've got a fair few bits of makeup as well. Is that just insulting to send? And I think that's so sweet, but I always have to say, so not, like, so not. That's a lovely thing, you know, that's a really lovely thing. If you're struggling in every aspect of your life, and then you have a nice hand cream, or you have a nice lipstick, or whatever it is, or a tinted moisturiser, something that just makes you feel a bit nicer, then that's a wonderful thing, and I think just of as much value as a deodorant or something more vital.
Mm. And are you all so now getting this feedback from the people who you've sent this stuff to of saying,
yeah,
this is actually making a significant difference?
Yes. Yes. So we've had some lovely ones, haven't we?
Yeah, we've had some really nice, positive, just, it sort of takes your breath away quite a lot of how, you know, how, like, not only what people need and the basics that they need, but the scale of which it's needed.
Yeah, the scale,
yeah.
And it's not a small thing. Mm. It's not a small amount of people. And we want to be able to do more and to serve more people and to get more product out, and hopefully we'll be in a position to do that. But we never want to lose sight of the reason why we were doing it in the first place.
Yeah.
And the heart that's sort of gone into it. But it's more that I think... I don't even know what I'm saying. I've just I'm just looking at this wall of tampons and thinking, when are we going
to
start?
We're recording listeners, you might be able to hear a little bit of background noise because we're in a working office. We are in the communication store HQ, and it's also where Beauty Banks is based, and we are in a room, a meeting room, and there is a wall of Amazon boxes and blue Tampax boxes.
I think it's important to say to as well, because we get a lot of boxes coming into the office and we're very aware of, like, the amount of boxes that are coming in, so we reuse as many as we can. So
yeah, if they're intact, they get reused and they get sent back out with product in them for so basically things don't get ripped out of boxes and then the boxes thrown away.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweater starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
They get rearranged into boxes, and then a collection of boxes goes out to the food bank or the shelter.
Because that was another moment in the story of Beauty Banks, wasn't it? Is you getting a big box with loads of paper and a postcard in it saying...
I can't remember who I was talking to about this. It might have been Jane Cunningham. There was a thing about a month ago where a courier came to my house and gave me a massive box, and I opened the box and inside was tons of tissue paper and a tiny box, and I opened the tiny box and it had a piece of paper in it saying, next big thing coming, watch this space. And I just thought, oh, you're having a laugh. Like, this is nonsense. Mm. This is some absolute bullshit. I don't know, like, this is ridiculous. And so I think Joe and I are both really aware of the amount of crap that comes with beauty products. All I want is a press release in a product. That's all I want. And I'm even happy to have a press release on an email. It's fine. But the stuff that we get sent, so we are aware of the volume of packaging that goes through beauty PR agencies, so we're really trying to keep on top of that and be smart.
Yeah, we reuse everything. So, because it also here as well, there's a big fashion team here. So if anyone's got boxes, they bring them up. We reuse as much as we can unless it's been damaged, as Sally said earlier, or it's just...
But then it goes into recycling, it doesn't get...
Everything goes into recycling that comes out of this office. But it's more what we have to do is we have to repack and order things. So everything's coming from individuals all over the country and arriving at all different times. But what we can't do, because food banks or shelters are run by volunteers mainly, and by a very small amount of people as well. So we want to make their jobs easier. So it's not, we don't just package up a box full of random stuff and send it.
No, so we do a care package.
Yeah.
So we don't just, sorry to interrupt.
No,
so when we're opening and sorting, we don't just kind of chuck things all together. We think, well, is it a homeless shelter? What will they need? And the girls at TCS, overseen by Joe, will build a bespoke care package for that environment. If it's a food bank, then we cater more for families. Mm-hmm. So you would put baby wipes in, you would put
knit combs, yeah,
baby shampoo, sanitary protection, things for the whole family, mm-hmm, toothpaste, kids' toothbrushes and so on. And so we think about the audience and we build them a bespoke care package. And that takes time, but it's worth it because, again, we don't want to waste. Mm. We don't want a food bank or a homeless shelter to get a load of stuff they don't need. Yeah. A homeless shelter doesn't really have any use for kids' stuff, for example, mm-hmm, because the kids will be housed somehow in the system. And so we try to be smart with our choices, because what we don't want to do is for people to donate stuff and then it just gets... it gathers dust somewhere, yeah, so we try to make sure people get what they actually need.
Yeah,
how and we manage the inventory, like how do,
yeah,
you...
So I have a spreadsheet.
I do not have a spreadsheet.
I have a spreadsheet. I'm quite sort of like, I'm not very good on detail, but I quite like order, and I like to know what we've done. Every single product that's gone out has been every box of product that's gone out has been logged, and we've got like a distribution sheet, mm-hmm, so you'll know. I mean, I can show you it if you want, but I don't think it's going to excite you very much. But it basically just
know.
Logs. There's no formulas or anything incorporated into it. It's very
I'm
sort
not
of like
then.
Nah. It's very rudimental. But it basically just says who it's gone, where it's, who's got what, mm-hmm, when they got it. Who's our contact there, that it was receipt of delivery, and what we've sent. So one of the food banks that we've serviced quite a lot, or the most so far, is the one that's local to us at TCS, which is down in Notting Hill, which is also next door to Grenfell, mm-hmm, because we obviously are very close to Grenfell. When the disaster happened in Grenfell, we did quite the office here, we did quite a lot of volunteering work, which is how we became connected to that church. It's actually a Methodist church. Mm-hmm. So there's a lady there called Susanna who's amazing, and we're just about to do our third delivery there. And so she emailed me today and she's like, right, we're fine with sanitary towels, we've got enough sanitary towels, but what I'd really like is some body wash, have you got any more deodorant? So she's able to sort of tell us what she needs, and then we can supply what she needs, because otherwise it's just...
You don't want waste. And also... No. Remember that we're supplying to charities who are very often in donated space using volunteers. They don't have a big stock room to keep this stuff, so we have to manage their deliveries to make sure they have an amount of product they can keep safe, dry, available. Yeah. And that is a challenge in itself, which means that some places need smaller but more regular drops than others.
Yeah, because some of the food banks, like the one in Staines near where I live, was called Manna, MANNA, and we had to take some of the... I had to take some of the bags back that we'd taken. They just didn't have the room. Mm. And then 2 weeks later, I was able to take them back because they had gone through them.
This is a very steep learning curve.
It really is. Lauren took a load of stuff to...
this is Lauren Oakey Makeup, who's in the
Lauren
room.
Lauren Oakey.
Say hello.
Hello. took a load of stuff to a homeless shelter in Brighton, and they really, really need loads of stuff, but they couldn't take loads of stuff because, as far as they're concerned, they could get a bed in the space.
Mm. Right.
And that's how desperate the situation is, that it's either another bed or some sanitary towels, an extra few boxes of sanitary towels. So you do have to manage the flow of that stuff, that product coming
flow.
In.
The flow.
you have to manage it quite carefully. So, yes, deeply learning curve. Oh. Jesus wept. I don't know.
3 weeks today.
Three weeks today since I used to campus. But it's been mega. Like, it's been... Nothing is more, like... rewarding and more sort of satisfying than actually a bit of physical labour.
It's fun, you know, teamwork.
A bit of spit and sawdust, a bit of teamwork.
Yeah, a bit of teamwork going. Yeah.
So tonight we've got, I think we've got the Naggart coming, haven't we? We've got Nadine Baggett coming from...
Nadbag.
We've got her coming from an airport to help unpack. We've got Lindsay Kelk, who lives in LA normally. She's coming to unpack.
Coming over special.
We've got Emma Gunns. Might not know her.
My friend Catelyn's daughter, Dora, is coming to unpack. Luke Stevens, the makeup artist, is coming to unpack. And it's Monty PR coming to unpack. Just all these people that we know. It's so nice, isn't it?
My client's coming.
We'll all have a cup of tea and we'll get on with it.
Yeah, a cup of Prosecco.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll get on.
We'll get the music on. We'll get the Sonos going. Do you know what's so amazing is how much women get shit done? Mm. Right, they really do. Like, I mean, I love men. You know, I haven't got
it's not an anti-man statement.
It's not an anti-man statement.
Yeah,
this is an empowering
as well.
women stay. And Andy Abrahams, obviously Nottingham Andy, is an absolute dude. But the just the speed at what women can work through and get stuff done. Like, we had two pallets arrive this morning, eight girls outside. It was up within 20 minutes, all of the product. And everything's individually.
Yeah.
Like, it's not all together.
So pallets are huge, and basically
200 boxes on a pallet.
And this is two floors up.
Two floors up, yeah.
So it's just legwork. Yeah,
and you saw them all coming in here earlier and packing stuff up. And it's whoever's free to help, whoever wants to help, whoever has the time to help. It's not forced, you know. I think
also, we should just say that tons and tons of really nice people who we don't know on Instagram have said, could they help, could they volunteer? And there will be ample opportunity to help, and we would love your help. So thank you for volunteering so far. At the moment, we are fighting fire. Mm-hmm. This thing has taken off in such a huge way, and we're just in one building, but there will definitely be opportunity for people to help in their area, in London, and so on. So we will get to you, and we are really grateful for the offers.
Yeah. And obviously, as soon as those links become available for people to then visit,
there is a Facebook,
I will put them in the show
notes. I'll give you to, there's a Facebook page that we've just started with a volunteer group that people can join if they've got to volunteer.
Yes, you can join that. And there's a Generic Beauty Banks page which gets updated a lot. Mm. And we've bought a domain, so we have a domain. We need someone to build us a website. So that's the next thing. So if any brands want to build us a website in their digital department, please come. Please email us at beautybanks@tcs-uk.net. If you email us on that, we all get it. Joe gets it, Lauren gets it, I get it. And if you think you can help us in a practical way, shall I give you a little bit of a shopping list of things that we would really like?
It's my next question.
So we have a little shopping list of things that we'd really like help with. So if anyone in the industry is listening, please help
in
us.
In the industry or just generally?
No, just generally, if you think you can tick that box, because actually you may be in a different industry and be able to help. So we would really like somebody to assist a free post address so that people don't have to pay to send us their donations. We would really like someone with a fleet of vehicles to help us with logistics. We don't care if you're in beauty, if you're in retail, if you're in food, if you're in construction. Mm-hmm. We don't care if you're in cabs, whatever. If you can help us with a fleet of vehicles and drivers, we would be over the moon. That would really help people in desperate need very, very quickly. We have loads of stuff to give you and loads of addresses to take it to. People are begging for this stuff, and we are going as fast as we can. So if you can speed up that process, it would be great. We still want bulk toiletries, especially if you're going to do it regularly. So if there are any beauty brands, you can send us a load of deodorant regularly, shower gel, razors, whatever. Harry's Razors are sending us razors at the moment. If anybody can assist them and send us some more, that would be great. And we need someone to build us a website. And we need storage.
Storage, yeah.
We really need storage.
At the moment, we're using the big yellow storage unit in Fulham, which I think is also housed to keep dead bodies.
Yeah. Okay, you've just seen us evicted from the yellow storage, so thanks for that. So we now really need some storage, because Joe's just got us slung out.
Storage units are terrifying. They are absolutely
terrifying. They are so really scary.
They look like Bill and Ted. Yeah. You know Bill and Ted? When Ted... Do you remember... Like, I was trying to tell the girls in the office today about Bill and Ted, but there's... Do you know who Bill and Ted are?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, at least that's one thing.
Well, Noel Clarke wrote a horror movie, didn't he, based set in a storage unit?
Did he?
Storage units are really kind of dystopian and creepy, aren't they?
Yeah. But so they're very
useful. We will all live in one day.
Yeah. But if you happen to have warehouse space, unused retail space, space below a restaurant, space above a shop, whatever you have, if you think you can help us in London, we specifically need London at the moment.
Yeah, we need access.
If you have space that we can get easy access to that can accept deliveries, or even if it can't, we'll make it work. Mm-hmm. Can you please contact us on the email address, because we are desperate.
Mm-hmm. And there are some items. So also, actually, one thing I wanted to clarify, how are people able to donate via Amazon? How does that work?
Right, so if you go onto Amazon, the quickest way to do it is if you go onto the_beauty_banks on Instagram. Mm-hmm. In the bio, there is a permanent link to my pool column, and the pool column has on it a hyperlink to the Amazon wish lists. Mm-hmm. It has the full address of TCS. It tells you the kinds of things we need. So pretty much everything is there. Click onto the wish list, and everything is automatically programmed to be delivered to the right address All you have to do is make your payment. Mm-hmm. And also, even if you don't want to shop from Amazon for whatever reason, you can still see on the Amazon wish list what you could buy in Superdrug or Sainsbury's or Tesco, wherever you do want to shop. That gives you a guide of the kinds of things we're looking for.
Because there are only a couple of prohibited items, isn't it? It's nail polish. Is that right?
They're not prohibited from us, but they're prohibited by the post office in excessive quantities. So if you're sending over 100 mil of solvents, the post office, unless you send them all separately, the post office will seize your package.
But they're hazardous materials, so they're, called hazmat, so you can't, because they could be, if there was a fire or whatever, they would.
So save yourself and the post office the hassle would be my advice. We're not our issue, but you're going to have problems with the post. But with Amazon, you won't have that issue.
No. But we are working on, there is a drop situation that we're trying to work with at the moment with a third party who are helping us to have assisted postage. So even any, because actually sending toiletries is not cheap in the post.
Heavy.
I know, they're heavy. So there's this company that we're working with at the moment that should be up and running in the next couple of days, which will allow people to post us items up to 10 kgs for about £5.
Yeah, so you can send tons. It's something like a quarter of the price. Or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then also, if you want to go on to, you know, Boots.com, Superdrug.com, Ocado, wherever you like, just put in the address as your delivery address. The only reason we have Amazon wishlists is because they have wishlist capabilities and those other retailers don't. But pinch the ideas from the Amazon wishlist and send from Superdrug.com if that's what you want to do. We really don't care where it comes from. We just want the stuff.
And if someone lives, you know, we're talking to a couple of retailers at the moment so that we can have banks in the northeast and in Scotland and all of those areas where we know the need is there. But in the meantime, if someone would like to donate to someone in their area, but they don't want the product to come back all the way back to us, so then it gets serviced around the sort of south area at the moment, then just contact us and we'll tell you where your local food bank is or your shelter.
And you can take it direct to them. It doesn't need to, you know, you can cut out the middleman if you like. The important thing is that your stuff gets in the right hands of those who need it. So yes, you can either Google your local food banks or just email us or Instagram private message us and we'll let you know where your nearest one is.
We do that quite a lot.
Okay, you are two very busy professional women. How, I think a lot of people might have thought about doing something like this or have thought about how they could share their time for a good cause. How have you managed to fit this in? I'm using air quotes because it's an annoying sort of phrase. Like, you're just doing it. And it is a case of, I would imagine, just finding the time when something is important. But it's applying yourself. Yeah. And there, I'm sure there will be listeners who are very inspired by this and would be thinking, well, I would like to do something, whether it be for you or something, a passion of their own. So do you have any, I know this has just exploded, but do you have any advice or do you have any thoughts on that, being in the midst of it?
I mean, I don't have time to do it, neither do you. I don't know what we're up to, really.
No, there's been a lot of times in the last 3 weeks when I've just wished there were more hours in the day.
Yeah.
100%. Like, it's not, we're not superwomen, you know, we're not any different than any other woman. We're not, and we're just people that got sick of moaning about something and decided to do something about it. And
well, that's a big point as well. Cause
it's a huge part of it for me. I just, at the moment, I had got to the point where I was just so permanently angry, you know, angry about Donald Trump, angry about austerity, angry about Brexit, angry about Me Too, angry, you know, all of this stuff. There's so much stuff going on. Whatever your politics are, you have to admit that it's quite a crazy time. And I still feel angry about lots of things, but I can't only feel angry, because if I only feel angry, I'll go mental. And I just, I felt like I had to do something that made me feel that I was contributing in a positive manner. But what I would say is, if people want to get involved, you know what? If you are sending us 6 shower gels from Amazon, you are contributing. Like, if you are,
if you give a shit,
you are contributing. Yeah. If you're sharing posts, you're contributing. If you are commenting on posts, which keeps the algorithm healthy, you are contributing. People do what they can, you know, and if you go to your local food bank and say, can I come and help out for a couple of hours once a week, you're helping, you're contributing.
But I think people can feel helpless. I know I certainly will read the news and I feel really helpless sometimes.
Yeah, of course. But that's such an unhealthy way, you know, to behave.
And that happened when I was on I think we were on holiday in Greece when the horrible scenes of the picture of the baby washing up on the shore, and I you know, would get really upset, and you just feel so helpless. But if you look at the world in the, through this lens of it's all awful, it's all shit, there's nothing I can do about it, I'm just one person, then of course you're not going to do anything about it, because you are one person. But you don't have to take on everything at the same time. You just do what you can. And how it is, like with Sally and I, it just so happens that we work in an industry where we know largely people are really generous and really kind and good, and it's female focused, and it's very much about, you know, it's very much an industry that is full of good people. And we also, I always have, I can only speak for myself, feel like, I think a lot of people just think that I sit at my desk all day putting on lipstick.
Yeah.
And that I'm not contributing to society in any way. Because the beauty industry is largely, you know, just empty.
Vacuous.
Fine, let them think that. And all of these things sort of come together. And I just think we had an opportunity to use what influence we do have and what connections we do have to do actually something that's quite simple, right? We're not doing like anything that's very difficult logistic. Well, it's got its logistical
difficulties.
No, logistically, I mean, like from a point of view of like brain power, right? It's easy, right? The idea is simple, and then we get it out, right? And it's. But to do that then makes you feel at least that, listen, and also we're not at the coalface. You know, we're not the people that are going. There's a lady called Sharda who's in Bristol who we're sending parcels to this evening. She and her team go out on the streets when it was snowing last week, meeting homeless people, giving them stuff, blankets, taking the socks off their feet to give to people. They're the people at the coalface. What we are doing is doing, you know, we're not saints, and we're just what we are able to do, we are doing. And it's, and whoever wants to be part of that, it's welcome. Whoever wants to get their hands dirty,
yeah, to be part of the solution, part of a positive action, makes you feel better. And also, we've got four kids between us, and I don't want my kids to just see me going, the world's ending. Like, I want my kids to know that you can actually get up and do something. I think that's important for young people to see that people have the power to do things. And you can only clean up your side of the street. That's the other thing. I vote, I'll go on a protest, I can do that stuff, but I can't actually change the world. I can only change the little bit that I can I can change. And so
that's got to be good enough. That's got to be. And you're right, like Sally's right, like our kids, it's important to our children who are given so much stuff that we decide to give to them, right? That we decide that they can have all these amazing things that perhaps we didn't have when we were their age. But then we also want them to see the other side of the coin. So, and that's 100%. About showing, right? That's not about saying, right? You can say to a kid, oh, you're so lucky, you've got so much. Some kids don't have anything, and all they hear is blah, blah, blah. Like I heard when my mum and dad would say other things similar. But I had my kids, like, packing and unpacking boxes, and then going down to the down to the food bank. They were pulling the trolley. They were like, "Oh, this is a laugh," you know. Yeah. And then they know that there's a purpose to it. And I think that to me also has a positive impact in the way that
it's
bringing them up.
It's an investment in the future.
Yeah. So I'm not bringing up two spoiled little arseholes.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I would hate that. I would really hate that.
And we would only have ourselves to blame. You know, it's kind of.
And so, yeah, I don't know. In terms of a practical finding the time, I don't really know how it works. Joe's got like a massive job already, and is sort of fielding
yours
stuff.
Yours is nothing. Sally had to write like 750,000 words for Sky News in about 22 minutes the other day. But we do what we can.
I fell asleep while I was writing it. It was 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was flying to Dublin. I had to get up to go to Dublin at 6 o'clock,
and then turn it on for a customer event.
And then Sky said, "Can you write a piece by tomorrow about beauty banks?" And I literally fell asleep on the keyboard. And every now and then, I sort of jerked awake and carried on typing. I've no recollection of what I wrote. But the way my job works is the phone is always ringing with somebody saying, "Can we do a quick interview for the radio?" So I tend to react to all that stuff. Yeah. So today I've just done today I've done an interview with an industry, a beauty industry magazine, who want to talk about Beauty Mag. So I've done that. Mm-hmm. So I tend to do lots of the public facing things because I'm already doing it and I'm already there. Joe has handled most of the logistics, and then between us we're constantly like, so and so can give a lift to a load of product, so and so can hire a van, so and so is coming from, and so that stuff takes place between us.
Yeah, and then we have days like today, right, when we're both here and we'll do everything, get it all out, get it all done.
Have a packing party
and then
I tell people to piss off on Twitter.
Yeah, exactly, because I don't do that, right? So that's one thing that that's like nothing to do with me. I don't engage with Twitter.
I didn't even want to talk about the shit on Twitter. I just don't want to give it oxygen.
I just don't give a fuck about them, but my job is telling them to do
one. So she can do that because I can't, because,
and you do it very well.
Yeah, see, I can't, look,
do you know what I learned? Like, I'd never heard the term ever. And like my husband, like, who's also a writer, who loves Twitter and is really good on Twitter because he can do what you do, which is I would just be like, you're all cunt, I hate you all. And he was just like, blah blah blah, so off you fuck. And I said to Dan, I was so delighted by it as a phrase.
Glad to be of service.
I know, but I was so delighted by it, and I just think I can't do that.
But the thing you have to remember about Twitter is that the shouty ones are so in the minority. The amount of support we've had on social media from decent, kind people, and if you don't agree with what we're doing, if you don't agree that poverty exists, which I've realised is quite a common thing, people don't think poverty is actually in existence; that it's a made-up sort of myth thing. If you don't agree with that, and if you don't want to help, it's really easy not to donate. Just don't get involved. That's absolutely fine. But don't get up in my grill when I've been up for 20 hours doing Beauty Bank stuff, telling me, shouting at me, and then I lose my temper. But for the most part, people have been incredible. All the shares, all the donations.
Yeah, incredible.
People have got buckets in their office, and people are coming in. My friend Nicola works at Amaze in Manchester, a public relations company up there. They're not anything to do with beauty. They do big corporate stuff. They've got buckets in all the offices, and people are just coming in after their lunch hour with big 3-for-2s from Boots and dumping them in the buckets. And we know a chamber of barristers has got a big collection going.
And the Mel Clooney's barristers chambers yesterday dropped off 5 boxes.
And then who was the science company? Somebody got in touch with us on Twitter. Boston
Scientific or something. Yeah, they're having
a massive collection. They're using our logos to generate product donations and
people
so on.
People have really got stuck in a way that's been really humbling and really impressive. And you do, it does keep you going when you think you don't have time, because you look at people and what they're doing, and you see emails from people saying, oh, please, can we have some stuff? And you think, well, we have to get them some stuff somehow. And it does kind of spur you.
Yeah, it gives you some fuel.
It does spur you on. I can do without another proud dad with a Union Jack for an avatar telling me poverty doesn't exist.
Oh, is that my husband? I'm not. He told me that he was off Twitter.
He came off when he saw the off you fuck. He was like, I can't beat that. She's fuck.
I know.
Wrap around sunglasses in your avatar.
Oh, it was him!
Wrap around sunglasses in your avatar and a Union Jack all over your profile.
Nice.
And proud dad is your description of yourself. It's usually a bad, bad omen for me. It means I'm about to lose my rag with what you're about to say.
Off you fuck. Honestly, that came up on my feed.
But see, that's it. I just don't, because if I did, it would be the end. Like, I would disgrace myself.
Instagram's a nicer place, I have to say. It's a friendlier. It's a friendlier place.
And you can permanently delete any negativity on there.
On Instagram?
Yeah, you can delete a comment. Whereas,
or do you know what the best thing actually? The best thing that you can ever do is just like ignore them, because that makes them even angrier. And I think that if someone is that angry that they need to take to Twitter or Instagram or social media to vent their spleen and to tell the world.
I'm a muter, not a blocker, because I feel like blocking trolls gives them such a boner. So I'm a muter because it amuses me thinking of them shouting into the ether and wondering where I've gone.
That's exactly what RuPaul does, not to bring everything back to RuPaul.
Please do. Yeah, I'm a muter, not a blocker, because I just find it so funny, the thought of people on their 30th tweet to me, and I'm just like having my dinner. And I can't see it.
Add it to your profile. News journalist.
I know thousands of people muted.
In the background. Off you fuck. It's like S-Town. If you listen to S-Town, when the guy in the background is like, whoop, whoop.
Right, thank you very much for your time. I'm not going to take up any more of it because we've got boxes to unpack.
We've got hundreds and hundreds of boxes. But can you please, anybody listening, can you please follow us on Instagram because we've got really cool stuff happening coming up. We're going to do a really nice, cool little event in a couple of months with some of your favourite influencers and we'll need volunteers and help and stuff. So keep an eye out.
The links will obviously be in the show notes. Is it at underscore the underscore...
It's at the underscore beauty underscore banks because there's quite a few sort of
hair salons
and beauty parlors and so on.
All of the links will be in the show notes. There will obviously be an Instagram post. There will be just mattifying ourselves to do a selfie shortly after this recording.
And if you think you can offer something practical that we need, we would love to hear from you.
Just send us an email.
And also, if you want to find out anything more, if you want to look at that in-kind direct report that was mentioned, I will also be putting the link to that. Jo and Sally, thank you so much for your time.
Off we fuck.
Before you go, just a reminder that if you do want to get involved with Beauty Banks, all of the links will be in the show notes on emmaguns.com and on iTunes. And if you want to get in touch with me, and I do love to hear from you, please do drop me an email at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com or slide into those DMs on Instagram or Twitter where I am at Emma Guns. And don't forget, if you haven't already, please do join the Facebook group. It's closed, but I approve every single member personally. The link to that will also be in the show notes. We are having some great chats over there and I would love it, and I know all the members would love it, if more of you came over and joined. Thank you so much for listening and I will see you on the next one.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.